Homily for Monday, the 7th of August, 2023. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. This is the homily I gave at the 9:30 a.m. liturgy. The story of Jesus' transfiguration is a strange, even confusing story. We wonder, what does it mean for Jesus to be transfigured? What's the gospel really saying? Both biblical scholars and many mystics tell us the scene shows an experience the disciples had in which they came to deeper insight into Jesus. The cloud is the moment of insight in which they learn, Jesus is my beloved Son. Listen and learn from him what I, your God, am like. Jesus is the human face of God. But if that is true, then we have much to unlearn, about God. Jesus challenges our usual images of what it means to be divine. Think on how we imagine God's power and majesty. Yet, in Jesus, we see divine power becoming vulnerable, becoming hurtable. We see divine power turning the other cheek and washing other people's feet. If Jesus is the true face of God, then we have to recognize and regret all the false faces we have given God. In the light of Jesus' beauty, our false images of God need to become ugly to us. And so too, our false images of what it means for us to become godly, to become God-like people. If Jesus became truly present in our lives, what would we see? What kind of God would we see? The kind of seeing we're talking about here comes to us only through the sustained practice of prayer. It's learning to enter more deeply into our own lives and the lives of others with reverence. What does reverence let us see? I want to answer by telling a story, a true story, my story. As a young Jesuit, I studied theology in Germany. The school's name was St. Georgen and was located in Frankfurt am Main. I lived there for 4 years. In my first year, I got to know and befriend a German Jesuit named Max. Max was about 15 years older than I. He worked as a parish priest in Frankfurt. And one day, Max invited me to meet his parishioners. So we took the Straßenbahn trolley into the center of Frankfurt. We got off at Kaiserstrasse. Now, even though I had been in Frankfurt only a few months, I knew Kaiserstrasse was a red light district with lots of porn and prostitutes. Max then explained, he didn't have a parish church, but he did have plenty of parishioners. They were the prostitutes and the porn dealers. Right away, people recognized Max. One prostitute, her name was Gisela, came running to Max. And I must admit, she looked like she had been poured into the very tight shorts she was wearing. Max introduced us. She wanted to tell Max her son was beginning his first year at the UNI, the university. She was so very happy and proud, like any mother, like any loving mother. Then we went into a porn shop. Max went right to the cash register where the owner, Hubertus, was standing. He asked about Hubertus's mother. She had been seriously ill. Hubertus tearfully thanked God she was getting better. Like any son, like any loving son. He said this even as he was handing some porn magazines over to some customers. What do we see in life when we look with reverence? I think we see God's unadorned presence. Max taught me to look for and see it in Gisela and Hubertus. Reverence shows us how and where God continues to work, shows us what God is really like. I want to add in conclusion that some years later, when Max had died, his funeral was held in the Frankfurter Dome, the cathedral in Frankfurt. That day, the pimps on Kaiserstrasse complained because all their sex workers stopped working to go to Max's funeral. And the presiding bishop, seeing this congregation filling the pews of his cathedral, well, he got a bit confused. But perhaps we should all pray for such confusion.